Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. With just over a week until the US presidential election, the former First Lady Michelle Obama has attacked the Republican candidate Donald Trump in a fiery pitch to voters. At a rally for the Democratic candidate Kamala Harris in the swing state of Michigan, Ms. Obama told supporters that a sane, stable leader was needed in the White House. Speaking after Ms. Obama, Kamala Harris also had this defiant message for her Republican rival.
Before I was vice president, I was a senator and a two-term attorney general of California, and before that, a district attorney, and before that, a courtroom prosecutor. And in those roles, I took on perpetrators of all kinds. Predators, fraudsters, and repeat offenders. I took them on, and I won. Well, Michigan, in 10 days, it's Donald Trump's turn.
Mr. Trump was also campaigning in Michigan on Saturday before heading to a rally in Pennsylvania. President Biden has said Israel's attacks on Iran early on Saturday seem to have only struck military targets and that he hopes they mark the end of hostilities. The Israeli attacks have raised fears of further escalation. Here's BBC Persian's Parham Gobadi.
Iranian armed forces released a statement a few hours ago. They laid the blame on Americans to assist Israelis in this strike. And the Iranian foreign minister again reiterated that Iran has the right to defend itself and to respond to this. But it's too early, I think, to speculate whether Iran is going to take any actions to further escalate this conflict or not.
Partial results from Georgia's keenly watched parliamentary election have put the long-governing Georgian Dream Party in the lead. The Electoral Commission says that with more than two-thirds of precincts counted, the party has nearly 53%. Rehan Dimitri reports.
This vote has been described as the most pivotal election in Georgia's modern history. The governing Georgian Dream Party, which is accused by critics of being pro-Russian, framed the poll as a choice between war and peace. Initially, opposition parties had been celebrating victory based on some of the exit polls, but that mood changed dramatically when official results started to come in. A local observer mission reported hundreds of violations at polling stations, including intimidation and violence towards journalists. For Georgia's young voters, the poll was about their country's future in Europe.
Voting is underway in Japan's snap general election. The vote will decide which party controls parliament's lower house. It was called by Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba, who came to power last month. BBC News. A curfew is in force for a second night in Guadeloupe after the French Caribbean territory suffered a total power cut on Friday. The authorities accused striking electricity workers of sabotaging the power supply, which has now been partially restored. Looters have ransacked shops in the island's commercial centre, Pointe-à-Pitre, and police say they were fired on with live ammunition. A major summit at the Vatican has stopped short of calling for women to be ordained as clergy. The meeting, known as the Synod of Bishops, considered the future of the Roman Catholic Church. Our religion editor, Aline McBull, reports from the Vatican.
On the issue of the role of women in the Catholic Church, the final summit document calls for greater exploration of the opportunities already available, but doesn't yet recommend allowing women any kind of ordained ministry. On another issue raised by rank-and-file Catholics, reform groups had also hoped for concrete ways to better welcome gay people into the church, but no such proposals have been made and LGBT plus Catholics weren't even directly mentioned. Pope Francis called the process and the final document a gift to the world's 1.4 billion Catholics, but critics are already deeming it disappointing and a missed opportunity.
The Hollywood star Johnny Depp has been honoured with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Rome Film Festival for what the organisers described as his extraordinary journey as a performer. The 61-year-old was presented with the award at a screening of his new film, Modi, 3 Days on the Wing of Madness, which he directed. King Charles will resume regular overseas trips next year as he continues to receive treatment for cancer, a senior British royal official has said. It was revealed in February that the king was suffering from an undisclosed form of cancer. BBC News.